I'm excited to talk to you about this topic today, about hope for parenting angry teens, because my job at FCS, I actually spend most of my time with parents. Parents come to me when their angry teens are kind of going off of the rails, like some scary things are happening in their lives, and they seem to have changed overnight, or maybe it's been coming a long time, but they've now chosen to seek counsel, and they're thankful that FCS would have somebody to partner with them. And so we believe that at FCS, we partner with parents. We're not the parent. Right? We partner with parents, and then what does that look like, having a biblical counselor there? So we're thankful for that. And most of the time, they're asking me to meet with their son or daughter, that I might be able to change them, that I might be the one who they talk to because they need somebody to talk to. And those things are true. Like, not that I can change them, but they do need people to talk to. They need adults in their lives that are Christians that love them and care and want to speak truth in them. But what I've found is the most change that happens in those situations when we counsel with parents in the room. By far, I've been able to move that situation forward when there is a parent and the child is in the room. But before we move on to that question, I want to just kind of talk real briefly about how that works in counseling. Like, I'm a woman and I'm talking about family counseling. What does that mean? Well, number one, I make it kind of like parents are involved. They're involved. I counsel with parents. I do meet with dads or meet with mom and a dad, but I don't counsel dads. I don't come over them or come like, but they can come to me as their sister in Christ, as somebody who's had kids longer. And I do counsel, I do give counsel, right, to dad, but I do not counsel them. What I do is they come to me and we start something out, and then I point them to their pastor or to faith biblical counseling ministries, because I believe they need to learn what it means to be headship from a man. And so I strongly believe that, but I'm not afraid to also speak truth and love to them, and they do come to me, and oftentimes they'll sit in the room with me while I talk to their daughter or son, and I'm actually showing them what it would look like to talk about God's word in front of them. That's very helpful for them. So I want you to just make sure that's clear, that about counseling for that those purposes. Usually what happens is I'm brought in by a pastor, and they'll ask me to come alongside that situation, that family, and they're overseeing the counseling, and then I'm kind of helping direct that. So I've done that with my husband. I've also done that with other pastors, and sometimes I'm representing the school in that situation too. So just kind of an idea of how that might work. And, you know, I've been in this 3 years so far, and we've got a lot of places to go. We don't have it all figured out yet. But those are the kind of staples about that. So when it comes to counseling angry teens with parents, a lot of the times the teens don't want to be counseled. So they're coming in and we're starting the counseling. They're like, I don't want nothing to do with this. Well, we don't counsel people who don't want to be counseled, right? We just don't do that in biblical counseling. But a lot of the times the parents are like, but I do. Especially mom, right? And so that's when I come in. And that's kind of where we're going to be ruling and reigning here. Another place I want to mention about this is what I'm going to be talking about won't hit on, is that there are lots of different ways families come in. There are families have mom and dad, and they are going to church, and they're doing all the right things. There's mom and dad, but mom's really doing all the work. There's a single mom. There's a single mom who does all the work of everybody and is trying to do what's right. And there's a single mom who's not really the mom, but she's like the aunt. You know, or there's the single dad who is just going through a horrible, horrible, horrible divorce. Four girls, you know, and so all families aren't right, but all the things I'm going to be talking about, those things are founded on scripture. And so I had to figure out, okay, what is true about those situations, even though those situations are different. So I'm not going to be talking about those situations, and those things brings other dynamics, such as suffering, and things like that, but we're not going to be talking about all that. Does that make sense? I'm talking about some kind of broken down thing. So I wanted to make sure you that. And so what I had to do is that, remember in track one, there was called, why do they call it, why is it biblical? And we did the theological pyramid. This is kind of that work I had to think through. Like, teens aren't even in the Bible, right? Like, what does that mean? And so I had to think through that. And that's kind of what kind of comes to you today. All right. With all that said, so I originally gave this talk as a parenting class, and it was, so my audience was to parents, so I kind of switched this into a counseling, more of a counseling tool, something to help counselors think through how to offer biblical help to overwhelmed parents. I think hope for parents includes our care about what is happening in their home and our not condemning them for their past parenting mistakes. I want to communicate in such a way that they know I want to come alongside them. I'm there to help them, not parent and change their child, but I'm there to help them. I want them to know that this space, the counseling room, is a safe place to be transparent, vulnerable, and truthful about the reality of their situation, not to just cover over and cover what's going on. I want to be a safe place. This will hopefully help these parents see that I'm offering true hope, the help from God's word. Some of the questions I ask parents might be, are you going to church? Where do you go to church? What do you think of that church? I'll tell you the truth, most of the people who come to me are not going to church. They may say they go to church or they love Jesus, but that's not part of what they're doing. What's your relationship with God like? How does it play out in your family? What kind of conflicts happen in your home? And how do teens respond? And how do you respond? What do they think is their child's purpose? What do they think is the most important part of parenting? Everybody's got a lot of different answers. What would it look like if they could have their family living in peace? What would that look like? That'll tell you a lot, right? That's all data collecting conversation. These questions will provide important data to understand how the family is functioning and their beliefs about God and how they relate to one another. The parent-child relationship always changes during the teenage years, and this change is molded by how the parents set priorities in the home. Their perspective on the purpose of parenting and what they believe is the teen's purpose. Teenagers often begin to distance themselves from their parents. This is when they are seeking to find their identity, they're testing their limits, they're trying to see, what is this my own faith? They long for independence, and they're growing in their abilities and independence. This is normal for most teens. But for the purposes of our talk, the typical pulling away and investigating in a teen's life changes when it moves into outward rebellion and disrespect. So this is my definition of an angry teen. This will help. I define an angry teen as a young person ages 13 to 17. Now, I want to mention this because over on track two, my husband just gave one on prodigals. And a lot of the information he talks to would apply here, except for those people are not responsible for those people over 19 or 18 years old. But these kids are in your home, and there has to be actions and thinking through how I'm parenting. So this is a different group of people, although a lot of the suffering and the things that he talks about in that one. So track two, he talks about wayward children, if you want to look for that one. So about 13 to 18 who have chosen to turn away from adult instruction and wisdom. They've chosen to disobey their parents and possibly even their school or church directly for worldly reasons. They could be various. This is begun by expressing themselves with explosive anger, yelling, breaking things, physical violence, or implosive anger like shutting down, passive behavior, cutting, sarcasm, and then a big blow up of tears and manipulation. Redirecting blame and lying are some of the ways that angry teens respond. Their angry actions and decisions broadly impact their family and are coming out at school. So these things, what I'm talking about, there are variations of that, right? There's like, I am like headed for jail, and I am just really testing the limits, right? So angry kids can be in any of those areas. The reasons for their angry can vary, and they're influenced by many things. Parents of angry teens, they need hope. They need hope that there's something they can do, that can change is possible. So, and also that we can learn how to respond. They want to know how to respond when he, and how do I respond when she just did, how do I respond? Those are the things we can help with. So parents often need some practical ways to help them respond to their children in certain situations. We're going to be looking at giving a new way of living and parenting. So we're going to change their paradigm, but they still have everyday life to live. So we need to be kind of practical, but also looking at that theological sweep, because we're saying we're changing the direction of your. So, but if we just do that, that's not helping them, not loving to them. So Let's get started. So I want to ask a question, and we're going to go through this quickly. You guys are going to give me some answers.